science is a process of discovery. With biology lab experiments, students can engage their learning materials directly. When a concept is demonstrated physically through a series of tests, it can help students understand the processes at work behind abstract concepts. Combined with classroom learning, laboratory experiments can reinforce principles and introduce new topics. Laboratory experiment packages purchased by educational institutions and organizations can allow instructors to lead their students in a number of different activities that cover a wide array of materials within the biological sciences. As part of the materials, chemicals used within the experiments are included. When a lab requires additional materials beyond standard laboratory equipment, the materials can be purchased from the same company that offers the lab experiment packages. Cell biology. Examining plant and animal cells in a lab can let students learn the organization of a cell's structure. When the different parts of a cell are viewed under a microscope, it can be easier to understand the way the cell operates. An example of a biology lab experiment students can conduct with packaged lab materials is the separation of proteins. Another is the examination of the cell respiration process. During respiration, molecules within a plant cell are converted to the water and carbon dioxide resources that are used to power the cell. Through learning about cells and the structure of proteins, students can build a base of knowledge that is used to engage other areas of the biological sciences. Genetics and evolution. Genetics is an emerging field that is making rapid progress. Through biology lab experiments, students can perform procedures such as the isolation of DNA from a piece of plant tissue. One experiment can allow students to understand the difference between phenotypes and genotypes. A phenotype is the physical expression of a gene's characteristics. As a gene can be present in an organism without being expressed due to structural differences, experiments can let students grasp the difference through comparing a functional gene to its non-functional counterpart. A typical experiment could have students working with two different plasmids to identify the substance which has the aberration by measuring properties of the material. Students can use the same methods geneticists are using today as the foundations of their own experiments, such as recombinant DNA techniques. When students understand they are learning real science used by actual scientists in the lab every day, it can motivate them to actively participate in the experiments. Molecular biology. Viewing chemical problems through the lens of molecular biology can combine aspects of chemistry and biology in ways that let students make connections and understand the reasons and purpose behind learning different areas of knowledge. With protein fingerprinting experiments, students can analyze proteins in a variety of organisms to grasp evolutionary transitions and species relationships. Other experiments can let students examine abnormal molecular structures that can signal genetic deficiencies. Experiments within the field of molecular genetics allow students to learn about the structure of DNA molecules. Students can measure the size of a strand of DNA through its molecular structure, so an experiment could include the identification of a specific type of DNA through comparing it to other molecules. Concepts such as DNA mapping and the structure of the genome can be learned through biology experiments. With prepackaged lab experiments, instructors can easily teach students core concepts and provide them with the knowledge they may need in additional courses of study. Experiments are designed to be completed by groups of students, and lab materials include workbooks for both students and instructors that guide everyone along the way.